Hello, welcome back to Retirement Clarity Radio. Thanks for joining me. I am your host, Scott Newhouse. Shout out to you and dozens of listeners all across the United States and the world who are listening in today. I appreciate you so much for being here. Today we're going to talk about something that's pretty exciting, which is early retirement, but we're going to talk about something that's not too exciting, which is how do we get health insurance before we're eligible for Medicare. As I've talked about Medicare before, I think I did 4 podcast episodes on it. Most people are going to qualify for Medicare at age 65, but obviously we want to make sure we have health insurance if we retire before then and we're not yet eligible for Medicare. So today's episode, we're going to go through 5 health insurance options that you have available before you're eligible for Medicare, traditionally, typically at age 65. So let's get into the first thing, and I'm gonna close with this also, but you've got to be aware that this is, frankly, it's not gonna be cheap. It's not gonna be, you're not gonna find many affordable plans. You might be able to with one of these 5 options that I give out to you, but in other instances you might just see a steep bill and you say, hey, this might be the price that I pay for retiring early. It's just, you know, there's not a lot of great options out there, but we're going to go through them today. Hopefully you can fit into them. If not, you might be looking at, and it's tough for me to give a range because I don't know your health situation, but, you know, maybe between $500 a month and $1,000 a month per person per month. So if, you know, if you're a married couple and you're both retiring early, obviously that's a lot of money, you know, up to $2,000, maybe more. Obviously it depends on your health situations, but it's something really important to factor into your retirement plan, especially if you're going to retire early and you're not going to have Medicare available for you for a couple years. So let's just jump right into my number one first option that we have before age 65, before Medicare kicks in, and that's COBRA. It's the, you know, the formal name is Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. It's a law that allows former employees and their dependents to continue receiving coverage through their former employer's health insurance plan. Now, there's a lot of caveats here, and the first one is the act generally applies to employers with 20 or more employees, and it applies also to employers in state and local governments as well as in the private sector. But the 20 employee limit, that's something that you really need to look at. So if you're a small business, maybe you know, your employer doesn't hit that threshold, this might not be an option for you. COBRA lasts for 18 months after the employee's retirement, you know, from the company, the separation from the company. In limited cases, it can be extended. We're not going to get too much into that right now. So just doing the simple math, if an individual retires 18 months before becoming eligible for Medicare, this could be a really good option for them. It allows individuals to keep their current insurance, which means they don't have to worry about, you know, changes to their coverage, and they can expect to see the same doctors and pharmacies, you know, prescriptions, etc. However, the one big caveat is that you're likely, in almost all cases, you're going to have to simply pay more than you were previously because you're not going to have your employer, you know, splitting the bill with you anymore. So your premium's likely to go up. But that could be a good option if you have maybe a shorter time frame and you can withstand those increased, you know, premiums with your health insurance package. The second option that I have, and I should have mentioned this at the outset, we're just going to do high level, and then if you have any more questions that you want addressed in here, you can just email me at scott@forthrightfinances.com, and then I can go more in depth into any one of these options in a future podcast episode. So our second option, health insurance options before age 65, is maybe you can stay on your former employer's insurance. So not all employers offer this option, but you can check with the HR department to see if they have any early retiree health insurance options. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a survey in 2019, and they found that 28% of large firms providing health benefits also offer health insurance to early retirees. So if you're at a large organization, you know, private, of course, but it also could be a public organization, a government organization, a university, I'd strongly recommend you check this out, see if it's an option. along the same lines as COBRA, if it's a smaller employer, just think that, you know, maybe their revenue is a lot less than these large organizations, and they just won't have the bandwidth to be able to offer that option. But if you're a large company, I would highly recommend you check with HR and see if that's an option. And honestly, even if it's not currently an option, why don't you ask? I mean, what's the harm in, you know, asking and saying, hey, I think other people might be interested in this as well. So, if you're at a large company, I'd encourage you to check with HR and see if they have some kind of early retiree health insurance options to allow you to stay on the same plan. Obviously, your premium might go up, but it could be a really good option for you. Okay, our third option, health insurance before age 65, is to shop the marketplace. You know, as we all know, the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010. Created, you know, these health insurance marketplaces at healthcare.gov. And so you can purchase a health insurance plan if you separate from service up to 60 days before or 60 days after your retirement / separation from service, all the way up until you turn 65, and then you can switch on to Medicare. So that's one option. I hate to get political, but you know, I've shopped these. I'm a small business owner. I'm, you know, self-employed, so healthcare is kind of up to me, just like it is up to, you know, a lot of early retirees. Let's just say that the affordable, you know, part of the health insurance is not, it's a misnomer. It's not really affordable. At least it hasn't been in my experience. And I'm on the younger end of the spectrum, and I'm healthy, and it's simply not affordable. But it's an option. And if you really need health insurance, then you can check that out also, healthcare.gov. And then just remember, you've got those limitations in terms of 60 days before, 60 days after you leave your employer. That's when you can sign up. And then there's also that annual open enrollment period towards the end of the year for you to sign up as well. Also, and you know, this actually might be an option, is that there are some health care subsidies that they offer if your income falls below a certain threshold. And if you're an early retiree, maybe you don't have a lot of earned income, you might have assets but lower income, it might be something for you to look at, if you're eligible, of course. So that's our third option, the Affordable Care Act's marketplace. Fourth option for us, health insurance options before the age of 65, is a health care sharing plan. Now, the first thing I need to say about this before we even get into it is that this is not traditional insurance, and it is something that is offered by an organization that they come together and they get their members to share in healthcare expenses. So unlike insurance, these organizations are not legally bound to pay for your healthcare expenses, because you're really sharing healthcare expenses with other members who are paying into this same plan. So you really need to do your due diligence before purchasing one of these plans. These plans are typically, not in all cases, but they're typically Christian-based organizations. And so they actually do ask in a lot of cases to abide by a code of ethics, a set of principles, a set of beliefs, so that all their members, you know, perhaps aren't smoking, aren't engaging in things that, you know, they feel would be unchristian-like. So you really got to look into those. But these plans, unlike the Affordable Care Act plans, these plans are really, really low cost. And so you're going to see a significant savings in terms of what you're paying in premiums and then what you're paying in deductibles. And I should mention, now that I say that, they have different terminologies, because again, it's not insurance like we traditionally know it. But what they call their shared amount is what you pay on a monthly basis. That's essentially the same thing as a premium. And then they have something called an unshared amount, which works in the same way as a deductible. So you're going to be able to go on, you can just, you know, Google health sharing plans, and then you'll be able to see the shared amount, and that's going to be your monthly premium, and then the unshared amount, which is going to be that deductible that you have to hit before you're able to have your qualified medical expenses shared with these other members. So I don't want to get into the numbers, because the plans differ between age and which organization you look at, but I do think if you look at, you know, a number of these, you can expect to see a significant reduction in the dollar amount compared to traditional insurance. But again, this is not traditional insurance. It's not legal insurance. You're not legally obligated to cover your cost. Although I haven't seen too many, you know, terrible reviews about this, you really got to do your own due diligence on this. And then you also have to accept and be comfortable with it potentially being a Christian affiliated organization. Okay, our fifth option on health insurance options before the age of 65 is, and this is my favorite one, see if you can join your spouse's plan. You know, if you're married and you leave your own company, and let's say your spouse is still working, you could have up to 30 days to join on their health care plan. And that's what's known as a qualifying event. If you leave your own job and then you have a 30-day period between which you can join your spouse's healthcare plan. If you don't do that immediately, then you have to wait until open enrollment, which again, for most organizations, is towards the end of the year. And then in some cases, if you want to join your spouse's plan, you might have to get some kind of documentation, like a letter from your employer, which says that, you know, you have separated from service and that you are not currently on their health insurance plan. But again, this obviously is only going to work if you take the early retirement option and your spouse keeps on working. So if that's not the case, then it's simply not an option. But okay, so let's just put all this together and do a quick little recap. There's so many amazing benefits to retiring before the age of 65, so much more flexibility and freedom and pursue different things that you want to do with the rest of your life. But one big downside is obviously going to be health insurance and how do we pay for it. Our five options really quickly: COBRA, that's one option. Our second option is if you're at a large organization, you might have you might have healthcare available to you as an early retiree through that organization. You can also buy health insurance through the marketplace. And then next, you can join a health sharing plan, which is not insurance again, but it could save you a lot of money on healthcare. And then your fifth option, see if you can join your spouse's health insurance plan and get on a family plan, but that's not gonna work if your spouse is gonna be retiring with you. So again, I said this at the beginning, I gotta say it at the end, early retirements can be incredible for a lot of people, but the healthcare portion of this, it may not be easy and it most likely won't be cheap. So many great benefits to early retirement, but affordable health insurance simply isn't one of them. If you want to learn more in terms of making sure that you're ready to retire, even with an early retirement, I want you to go to retirementworksheets.com, and then you can actually pick up a checklist that I made called Retirement Readiness Checklist. So again, just go to retirementworksheets.com and then pick up the download, the ebook download that says Retirement Readiness Checklist. And then you can just make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row, everything in order before you finally call it quits. Again, thanks for joining me, and I will see you next time. Have a great week. Thanks again for listening. As a reminder, you should consult with a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this podcast is a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentions of rate of return are hypothetical in nature and not a guarantee of future returns. Scott Newhouse, CFP, is an investment advisor representative of Forthright Finances, a California and Nevada registered investment advisor.